All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I'm Sergeant Mark Lewis, and I've been through a lot in my military career. I've faced enemy fire, survived grueling conditions, and witnessed things that haunt my dreams. But nothing prepared me for the night my patrol vanished without a trace. It was the winter of 2010, and we were deployed in a remote region of Eastern Europe. Our mission was to gather intelligence on suspicious activities in the area. The locals spoke of strange occurrences, but we dismissed their stories as superstitions. They mentioned an old forest, untouched for centuries, where people went missing and strange lights were seen at night. They called it the Forest of Shadows. Our base was set up in a small, dilapidated village near the forest's edge. The villagers were friendly but wary, always looking over their shoulders as if expecting something to emerge from the dark woods. We paid little attention to their warnings, focused on our mission. One evening, Captain Davis assigned me to lead a night patrol into the forest. My team consisted of Corporal James, Private Sanchez, and Private Jones. We were all seasoned soldiers, confident in our abilities and equipment. As we geared up, the villagers watched us with a mix of fear and pity. An old woman approached me and handed me a small amulet, muttering something in her native language. I took it out of respect, though I didn't believe in its supposed protective powers. We set off just after sunset, the cold air biting at our faces. The forest was dense, the trees towering above us like silent sentinels. As we moved deeper, the sounds of the village faded away, replaced by an eerie silence. The only light came from our flashlights, casting long shadows that seemed to dance with every step we took. About an hour into our patrol, we came across a clearing. It was an unnatural space, as if the trees had been forced apart by some unseen hand. In the center stood an ancient stone monument, covered in strange symbols and moss. It looked out of place, like a relic from another time. "Anyone know what this is?" I asked, shining my flashlight over the carvings. "No idea, Sarge," James replied, his voice tinged with unease. "But it gives me the creeps." Sanchez and Jones examined the area while I tried to decipher the symbols. They were unlike anything I had seen before, a mix of geometric shapes and runes that seemed to pulse with a faint, eerie glow. "Let's keep moving," I said, deciding not to linger. "We need to complete our patrol and get back to base." We continued through the forest, the monument and clearing fading into the darkness behind us. But the sense of unease lingered. It felt like we were being watched, though we saw no signs of life. The silence was oppressive, broken only by the crunch of our boots on the forest floor. Suddenly, we heard a rustling sound behind us. We spun around, weapons ready, but saw nothing. The trees stood still, and the shadows remained unmoving. We pressed on, our nerves on edge. As we approached a small stream, we saw something that made our blood run cold. On the opposite bank, barely visible in the dim light, was a figure. It was tall and gaunt, its eyes glowing with an unnatural light. It watched us silently, unmoving. "Who's there?" I called out, trying to keep my voice steady. The figure didn't respond. It simply stared at us, its presence sending chills down our spines. We slowly backed away, keeping our eyes on the figure. It didn't follow, but its gaze remained fixed on us until we were out of sight. "What the hell was that?" Sanchez whispered, his face pale. "I don't know," I replied, my mind racing. But we're not alone out here. Stay.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Alert. We picked up the pace, trying to put as much distance between us and the figure as possible. The forest seemed to close in around us, the trees whispering secrets we couldn't understand. I felt the amulet in my pocket, its presence strangely comforting despite my skepticism. We were about to cross another clearing when Jones suddenly stopped. "Did you hear that?" he asked, his eyes wide with fear. We listened and heard a faint, melodic humming. It was a haunting tune, beautiful yet sinister. The sound seemed to come from all directions, growing louder with each passing second. "Move!" I ordered, but it was too late. The ground beneath us began to tremble, and the air filled with a thick, choking fog. We struggled to see, to breathe, as the forest seemed to come alive. Shadows darted around us, and the humming turned into a deafening roar. I grabbed James by the arm and pulled him forward. But Sanchez and Jones were nowhere to be seen. "Sanchez! Jones!" I shouted, but my voice was swallowed by the fog. We stumbled blindly through the forest, the roar growing louder, the shadows closing in. James tripped and fell, and as I reached down to help him, I felt a cold hand on my shoulder. I spun around, but there was nothing there. "We need to get out of here," James screamed, his eyes wild with fear. We ran, our footsteps echoing through the night. The forest seemed to twist and turn, disorienting us at every step. The fog thickened, and I could barely see James right in front of me. The shadows followed, their presence a constant, menacing threat. Just when I thought we would never escape, we burst out of the forest and into the open fields. The fog dissipated, and the roar faded into silence. We collapsed on the ground, gasping for breath, our hearts pounding. "Sanchez! Jones!" James whispered, his voice breaking. I looked back at the forest, its dark entrance like a mouth ready to swallow us whole. There was no sign of them. We waited for hours, hoping they would emerge, but they never did. When we returned to the village, the old woman who had given me the amulet was waiting. She took one look at us and nodded sadly. "The Forest of Shadows has claimed them," she said, her voice filled with sorrow. We conducted a search mission the next day, but there was no trace of Sanchez and Jones. It was as if they had vanished into thin air. The villagers believed the forest was cursed, a place where lost souls wandered forever. I kept the amulet as a reminder of that night, a symbol of the unseen horrors that lurk in the shadows. The military never found an explanation for the disappearances, and the mission was classified. But I knew the truth. The Forest of Shadows was a place where reality and nightmare intertwined, and those who entered were never the same. To this day, I hear the whispers in my dreams, calling me back to the forest. And I know that somewhere, Sanchez and Jones are still out there, lost in the darkness, waiting for someone to bring them home. I never believed in ghosts or the supernatural. To me, they were just stories told to scare children and pass time around a campfire. But that was before my deployment to an old, abandoned fort in the remote mountains of Afghanistan. My name is Corporal Thomas, and what happened to me and my unit during that deployment changed my perspective forever. The fort was an ancient structure, built centuries ago by an empire long forgotten. It had been used intermittently throughout the years by various military forces, but for the most part, it stood as a silent sentinel, watching over the desolate landscape. Our mission was to use the fort as a base of operations for our patrols in the area. It was a strategic location, offering a vantage point over the surrounding terrain. The first night at the fort was uneventful, but there was an unsettling aura about the place. The walls seemed to whisper with the wind, and the shadows cast by our flashlights danced eerily on the ancient stone. I chalked it up to my imagination and the eerie atmosphere, but some of the other guys felt it too. As the days went by, small disturbances began to occur. At first, it was just things going missing or being moved. One of our medics, Private Lee, swore he left his medical kit on the table, but found it in the hallway the next morning. Another time, our communication equipment would cut out mysteriously, only to work perfectly fine moments later. It was around the third night that things started to escalate. I was on guard duty with Sergeant Blake. We were stationed on the fort's battlements, overlooking the moonlit landscape. It was a cold, clear night, and the only sounds were the distant howls of wolves and the occasional rustle of wind. Blake nudged me and pointed towards the far end of the battlement. "Do you see that?" he whispered. I squinted into the darkness and saw a faint, glowing figure standing near the edge. At first, I thought it was one of our guys, but as we moved closer, the figure vanished into thin air. We searched the area but found nothing. The encounter left us both shaken, but we didn't mention it to the others, not wanting to cause unnecessary panic. The next night, we heard the whispers. They started softly, barely audible, but soon grew louder. It sounded like a chorus of voices, speaking in a language none of us understood. The whispers seemed to come from the walls themselves, filling the fort with an eerie resonance. Private Harris was visibly shaken. "What's going on, Sarge?" he asked me, his voice trembling. "I don't know, Harris. Just stay calm. We'll figure it out," I replied, though I wasn't sure if I believed my own words. As the whispers continued, we gathered in the main hall, the only place that felt somewhat safe. Captain Johnson, our commanding officer, tried to maintain order, but even he looked unnerved. The whispers suddenly stopped, plunging the fort into an oppressive silence. It was as if the very air had been sucked out of the room. Then came the apparitions. They appeared randomly throughout the night, ghostly figures in old military uniforms, their faces twisted in anguish. They drifted through walls and stood silently in doorways, watching us with hollow eyes. One by one, they vanished, leaving us in a state of heightened fear. We decided to set up a rotation, keeping watch in pairs throughout the night. I was partnered with Private Wilson. As we walked the perimeter, Wilson kept glancing nervously at the shadows. "Do you think they're real?" he asked me. "I don't know, Wilson. But whatever they are, we need to stay focused." Around midnight, we heard footsteps echoing through the fort. They were slow and deliberate, moving closer with each passing second. We shone our flashlights in the direction of the sound, but saw nothing. The footsteps stopped right behind us, and I felt a cold breath on my neck. We spun around, weapons ready, but found only empty air. Wilson's face was pale, his hands shaking. "This place is cursed, Sarge. We need to get out of here." "We can't just abandon our post," I replied, trying to steady my own nerves. "We'll stick together and keep watch. Sunrise isn't far off." But the night seemed to stretch on endlessly, each minute feeling like an hour. The whispers returned, louder and more frantic. They seemed to be calling out to us, pleading, warning. The ghostly figures reappeared, their expressions more desperate and sorrowful. Private Harris had a breakdown. He started screaming, clutching his head as if trying to block out the voices. It took three of us to restrain him and calm him down. He kept muttering about seeing soldiers from another time, their faces twisted in pain and fear. Captain Johnson decided we needed to investigate the fort's history. Maybe there was something in its past that could explain the hauntings. We found an article on the internet. It was written by a soldier stationed at the fort during a long-forgotten war. The article detailed how the fort had been a site of intense and brutal battles. Soldiers on both sides had died horrific deaths, and their spirits were believed to be trapped within the fort's walls. The last entry was particularly chilling. It spoke of a curse placed upon the fort by a dying enemy commander, condemning the souls of those who perished there to eternal torment. We realized then that we were dealing with something far beyond our understanding. The whispers, the apparitions, they were the tortured souls of the soldiers who had died within the fort.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.